Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to another discussion on the new MobileSpeak 4.0. Joining me today is Code Factory's Marketing Director, Caroline Raggett. Hello, Caroline, and welcome.
Hello, Mark. This is a pleasure being here today.
So let's get right to it.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Great. So what is MobileSpeak 4.0, and how is it different than the previous version of MobileSpeak?
That's a good question. Actually, there is so much to say about MobileSpeak 4 that I don't really know where I should begin.
From wherever you'd like, darling.
Okay. You know, Mark, now that I think about it, let's put it this way. MobileSpeak 4 is what everyone has been waiting for.
Wow, that's quite a statement. Really?
Yes, really. You see, we always strongly encourage our customers and employees, as well as all our business partners, to provide feedback in the form of feature requests or software improvements.
Right.
Well, we organize and eventually centralize all that feedback into a kind of virtual wish list from which we decide which are the most feasible based on current technology that we will implement in the next release.
I see. So you're saying that...
I'm saying that MobileSpeak 4 is cross-platform, touch, multi-voice, and ready for the next generation.
Okay, now you're talking. So let's go through each of these characteristics you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
You say that MobileSpeak 4.0 is cross-platform.
Yes, we say this because you can now move your license of MobileSpeak not only from one handset to another, but also from one operating system to another. So MobileSpeak 4 runs on both the Symbian and Windows Mobile operating systems. So you can move your license of MobileSpeak from a Symbian phone to a Windows Mobile device, or from a Windows Mobile device to a Symbian phone.
You say that MobileSpeak 4 is touch.
Yes, we say this because MobileSpeak 4 supports the latest touchscreen mobile phones, including the Nokia N97, the Nokia 5800, the Nokia 5230, the Nokia 5530. But the best is that MobileSpeak 4 technology can be reached out and touch. The choice is up to you, Mark. You can use the classic keyboard commands or a new easy-to-use virtual keypad interface.
And multi-voice?
Yes. I think many people will appreciate this new aspect of our product, almost more than anything else. MobileSpeak 4 is truly multi-voice. It means that when you buy a license of MobileSpeak, you don't get one or two, but three voices for the same price.
Okay, so you're saying that when I upgrade or purchase for the first time MobileSpeak 4.0, I will get three voices included in the package?
Yes, that's correct. And Mark, I want everyone to know that since our previous release, we have been working a lot on improving voice quality, and the new a cappella voices are just outstanding.
Great. I'm looking forward to hearing them.
And Mark, MobileSpeak 4 is also ready for the next generation. It means that you don't have to worry about being left behind with old technology, because MobileSpeak 4 will support the latest mobile phones such as the Nokia N97 or the HTC Touch Pro 2, as well as, obviously, the latest version of Windows Mobile 6.5 and Symbian Series 60, the 5th edition.
Clearly, you've been doing a lot of work, and from the sound of it, have taken MobileSpeak to the next level of screen reading maturity.
Yes, we'd like to think so.
I'm curious, are there any operating system-specific or, you know, platform-specific features we can expect in MobileSpeak 4.0?
Mark, I'm glad you asked. Yes, there is. For example, on the Symbian phone, there are new features such as a check for update, advanced support for text editors such as Quick Word, and advanced support for Fring, a free messaging application. Whereas on the Windows Mobile phone, we have a new configurable function key, we have advanced support for Internet Explorer, we have a great feature to rewind speech output, and another to pause MobileSpeak while reading a text. And that's not it, on both Windows Mobile as well as Symbian, there are new keyboard shortcuts, the possibility to add new user profiles, as well as the possibility to assign a specific voice to a specific application, a backlight option to save battery power, and much more.
Caroline, I must say, MobileSpeak 4 sounds very impressive.
Thank you. I think so too.
I guess one of the big questions now is when? When's MobileSpeak 4 going to be released?
Ooh, that's a good question, Mark. We have just started the beta, so if everything is going well, we are planning to release MobileSpeak 4 by the end of 2009.
That's wonderful. Tell me, is there any particular message you wish to send to all the people who will be listening to this show?
Actually, yes. I want them to know that the future of accessibility is more exciting than ever. And we, Code Factory, along with our products such as MobileSpeak 4 and Mobile Geo, want to be the virtual gateway through which they enter that future.
May I ask you one more question?
Yeah, of course.
What's your phone number, honey? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Player. I'm sorry. It just kicked in, Caroline. Sorry.
Hang on. Okay, you pick me up.
Boy, I cut that out. Okay, hang on. Okay, if you had to select a single word in English that best summarizes the total MobileSpeak 4 experience, what would it be?
Well, Monk, that's not an easy question. It's difficult to paint a mental picture with the use of only one word.
Yes, it is. That's why I ask.
Thank you. I see. Well, then, I think the word that best describes the MobileSpeak 4 experience is revolutionary.
Revolutionary?
Yes, it is revolutionary, bold. And you know what, Mark?
Yes?
MobileSpeak 4, it's worth waiting for.
I think so, too. Caroline, thank you so much for your time and for giving us a preview of MobileSpeak 4. It's been great having you on the show.
You're welcome, Mark. That was my pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we invite you to stay tuned in for our next show. This is Mark Taylor for Code Factory, reminding you to make a joyful noise this week, and we'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.